Hi and welcome to the BAFTA-nominated overview show, coming to you on a Monday morning in April, a Monday morning where the Reds sit but a mere 6 days away from a possible league title. Big number 20 incoming. Or is it? We shall be discussing it in this show where we look back on the past month and look forward to the games that could decide the Reds' fate. In some senses, John Gibbons, Ian Salmon and Neil Atkinson, but I'll start with you, John Gibbons. In some senses, they may come to say this is the most important and greatest overview show of all time. It could be the one that crosses the line for us and takes us past perennial nominees for that BAFTA to actual BAFTA winners.
I mean, I wouldn't limit yourself to just the United Kingdom, do you know what I mean? Emmys, I think, are possible for this one. I think the States are looking. They're looking over the water at what you are up
Emmys.
To.
Yeah. Are they music, Emmys?
No, Emmys are TV and...
Grammys, I'm getting mixed up
yeah,
with.
Yeah, they're the fellas.
I'd like to win a Grammy.
Best R&B act.
Yeah, why not?
Go with the full EGOT.
EGOT Gutman, they call him.
The what?
EGOT Gutman.
What's EGOT? I like him.
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Is that like the Grand Slam?
That's the Emmy, then, yeah.
The Grand Slam.
Oh, the EGOT.
You have to be quite good to get one.
Grand Slam Gutman.
A triple threat, if you like.
Who's won the EGOT?
Christ, Whoopi Goldberg.
Springsteen has.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah. Oh,
Whoopi.
Definitely.
Oh, I'm better than her.
She'll be fucking round.
She would have things to say.
She's fucking miles away. As for the boss, he can fuck off. Right, come on. All right, John, let's get serious. We're all a bit giddy, obviously, but I'm more than giddy because we've beaten the Hammers yesterday as we speak, and Arsenal fucked up on Saturday, as is their wont these days. And they've put us within view of our dreams. Just looking back over the preceding period, John, we were previewing, I think you did the show with me, we were previewing our games against the Everton, the Fulham and the West Ham. I think we were sort of saying we should get the nine, the shithousey amongst us, me, thought it could be a seven job. Arsenal had to play at that point. They were also playing Fulham and Everton. They had the Madrid first leg to contend with, and they had the Brentford game, which we've just seen. I think they were down for a seven or nine. I think most of us saw us and them attaining parity. We didn't see us gaining ground on this phase, which is just lovely.
Yeah, gaining is fantastic, isn't it? Because there was such a gap between the two teams that, you know, they didn't just need to gain, but they needed to gain at a rate. You know, it was working out, you know, somewhere between 1 and 2 points a game that they needed to gain on Liverpool, which, you know, was always going to be tough, especially with the fact that they hadn't strung together a decent number of wins all season. But for Liverpool to extend that, like you say, despite the fact that they lost the game, it has helped put us into this brilliant position.